A large oil spill in Cook Inlet is the stuff of nightmares for Alaskans who call the area home. One of the organizations dedicated to cleaning up potential spills is CIRCAC, the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, CIRCAC has a new tool in its cleanup toolbox that is calling a game changer.
Imagine a disc-shaped device, kind of like a large donut, that's coated in a soft, fuzzy material. That's about as good a description as any for oil skimmers, devices that are attached to oil booms for the purpose of soaking up oil in the event of an offshore spill. Linda Jaguer is Public Outreach Director for CIRCAC. She says that oil skimmers have been around for a long time, since before the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill, and have figured prominently in oil spill cleanup all over the world. The problem is that in reality, they just aren't that efficient.
The status quo for decades that oil spill responders have largely relied on enormous weir skimmers called transrecs to recover spilled oil. They work like giant wet vacs, and they suck up oil with water that spills over an adjustable floating suction head. But the problem with the transrec was that it actually pumps considerably more water than oil.
As much as 80% water to only 20% oil, as a matter of fact, a ratio that some in the oil spill response community were never happy with. Jaguer says the new skimmers have been in development since 2007.
And it started with a lot of research to find out who was actually, what manufacturers would be willing to invest in capital and risk, take a risk to build a skimmer to meet the standards we were looking at.
It was Eric Hogstad, Tesoro Alaska's Director of Emergency Response, who took the lead on developing the project. Hogstad pored over catalogs of many different products, eventually finding a company from Gretna, Louisiana, called Crucial Incorporated. It was Crucial who agreed to develop a new skimmer to meet Alaska's standards. With help from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and Cook Inlet Spill Response Incorporated, or CISPRI, the new skimmers went through many rounds of testing.
Testing in oil tanks, and then doing the containment testing on the, actually out in the field. It was a long process, but the nice thing we know from all of this is that we know how the skimmer really responds in the real world, and that was a big factor in approving its use here.
The new skimmers passed all of the tests with flying colors, says Jaguer, even surpassing the highest expectations by collecting as much as 84% oil to 16% water.
The response industry is really optimistic that this is just going to be It's quite a game changer, is the way we feel about it.
Jaguer says the old-style skimmers will eventually be completely replaced by the new disc skimmers. CISPRI has already bought two 56-disc skimmers to pair with two larger response vessels, the Perseverance and the Endeavor. They've also purchased five 13-disc skimmers for nearshore oil cleanup to be used with two smaller vessels. Jaguer says CIRCAC is in the process of revising oil spill contingency plans, and once that's completed, the new oil skimmers will be put into place. In Homer, with assistance from KDLL's Shaylin Cochran, I'm Aaron Selbig.